Hi, Raul. This is Joyce calling from Local Splash. I'm calling regarding your pending cancellation request. Is this the best time to talk?
Yeah, we can talk.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, regarding the request, Raul, I understand that, you know, you've been considering canceling our services, and I wanted to take this opportunity to address your concerns and see if there's a way that we can better meet your needs moving forward. So first, I'd really like to understand what's really, you know, motivating this decision or what went wrong with our service.
So far, I mean, nothing, you know, nothing that would cause me to complain in a sense of like maybe a bad review or nothing like that. You guys have been good with customer service, the portal, everything's been great. I just feel like it's not producing the results that I was hoping for, and it's been close to a year already. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, I'm already exploring options.
Yep, I understand that you're, you know, you're not seeing the results that you expected to see from all, especially that you've been with us for a year already. So, yeah, before calling you though, I did check your account and also its performance. I would say, you know, in technical side, we did our best with the optimization, okay. And yeah, when it comes to the and when it comes to the ad campaign that we're running, especially on the Facebook ads, we're actually getting results from there. So I'm not sure if you were able to, you know, convert the leads.
Yeah.
Or your
the calls that I get are, when I ask for the leads, it is more of organic growth that comes from other apps like Nextdoor and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you guys, again, no real complaints, but the Facebook ads, you guys just started doing it about a month ago when I was considering to cancel earlier. So it's, you know, you guys just started doing that regularly on Facebook.
Let me see that here. For the Facebook ads, we've been running it for, let me just check the, let me just check our record here for Facebook ads, because when you sign up with us last year, as soon as you granted this partner access to your Facebook page, you were able to work on the optimization right away, and we were able to get the ads running as well. So,
well, the main concern right now that I have is just making sure that I can have open access to my website and all my other assets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can help me with that, I would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that you'd like your domain and, you know, website transferred. I want to let you know the cost involved, Raul. Okay, the domain purchase is $99 and the website file transfer is $199. As an alternative, we can offer hosting at $49 per month. With hosting, we can keep your website active for you, okay? And you will have the option as well to request a complete customization of the website.
Oh, okay, so there's an option for you to keep hosting it, or
yes,
you release it for $99?
The $99 is just for the domain, so you still have to find for a registrar, okay, or registrar to, yeah, to manage that domain for you and, you know, make sure that it's renewed. And, yeah, you will have to find another company as well who will make you another website. So with our $49 per month offer for hosting, okay, we can ensure that your website is up and running.
Wait, so what happens to my website if I just want to release it? I can't just transfer that?
There is a fee for the website file transfer, and that will cost you $199, Raul.
$199, you said?
Yes, yeah. For a website file transfer. Mm-hmm.
And then I can just plug that into any host I want?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So it's $199 to release it or $49 to keep you guys hosting it?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And then it would be $99 for me to have the liberty to do what I want with it. It's just
with the $49. Yeah, we wanted to keep the domain, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the domain is mine, though.
Let's see.
I see
here that you have granted us to the domain, and then we just applied our site to that. Okay. Yeah, for website file transfer, $199.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My website was being hosted by GoDaddy. Did that change with you guys?
If we're going to continue hosting, we're just going to continue it as usual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you wanted to make update to the, you know, to the website editor, it's available actually in the local Splash dashboard, so you can make changes to it anytime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be with the $49 monthly, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, and with the $49 per month, it's not just for the website. Yeah, we can, call tracking is also included.
Okay, so.
And that monthly fee. Yeah, so you can continue using that, the number that we have set up for you. Yes, so you can continue tracking your leads as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can cancel that as well if I decide to move it.
Yeah, if ever in the future, you know, you wanted to like cancel everything, yeah, you can let us know, okay? For any billing updates, you can give us a call at least 3 days before your scheduled billing. Your scheduled billing is every 8th of the month. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right now what I will be canceling is just SEO and Facebook ads, right?
Yes, Raul. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you be granting me how would you guys release everything basically?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so with the remaining product, the website and then the call tracking, okay. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can ensure, just keep it active. So whenever you have some requests, okay, you wanted us to make on the website, we update it for you, okay. And, I said earlier that you can make edits to your website as well, but there are some parts of the website that are locked for editing. So in those cases, you will have to give us a call and we'll have our website team implement those updates.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I also wanted to make you aware, Rule, you know, if we discontinue the SEO, your visibility could decline, okay, and rebuilding
mm-hmm.
them would take additional time and investment. So is there is there someone who will take care of the SEO moving forward?
Well, that's what I'm currently working on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way I can call you back in a few minutes? I just want to confirm what I need to do. Okay.
Perfect.
Sure,
thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, before I could update the product here, yeah, I'll just leave everything as is here, and I'll look forward for your call back.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're very welcome, Raul. We'll talk to you again.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.